I evaluating special pattern of opioid prescribing and understanding neighborhood level risk factor of high opioid prescribing rate are very important to reduce inappropriate opioid prescribing rate. So today I'm going to talk about special pattern and role of socioeconomic factor and other some specific health condition in the rate of dispense prescription in opioid in Kentucky. The national level data indicated regional state-to-state variability in prescribing rate for opioids. However, there is not enough evidence to link the regional differences with the variation in the prevalence of health conditions treated by opioids. Also, socioeconomic factor influence on the differences are limited and inconsistent in the literature. In Kentucky, we are among top five states with highest the rate of drug overdose and rate of opioid prescription. There are some reasons for that, such as over prescribing opioids, painkiller, high prevalence of injury and cancer, or declining employment. We know about the relationship between the socioeconomic factor and the drug overdose mortality, but we did not know much about the relationship between the socioeconomic factor and the prescribing rate. In this study, we aim to investigate the significant clustering of high rate of patients with high opioid prescribing for 2012 in Kentucky by using ZDIS hotspot analysis. We also build special error model to determine special correlation of socioeconomic factor and some specific health condition with high opioid prescribing rate. We employ geographically weighted regression to assess geographic variation in impact of educational attainment on the high opioid prescribing rate at county levels. Our outcome of interest is the rate of high dose opioid prescribing. We calculated the rate of patients with more than 3 days in a quarter receiving 100 daily morphine milligram equivalents or more, excluding buprenorphine and buprenorphine and naloxone combination. Our special error model for the outcome includes the socioeconomic factor and some health conditions, including the rate of emergency department visit due to injury, exclude poisoning, and the cancer mortality incident rate. With backward elimination, our final model only includes educational attainment, cancer mortality rate, and ED visits due to injury rate. By ZDIS hotspot analysis, we found two significant high clusters. The first one you can see in the map in Nye County in Western, on the border with Illinois and Indiana. The second hotspot includes Nye County in the Eastern in Appalachian region. Our descriptive analysis suggests a negative association between educational attainment and rate of patients with high opioid prescribing. You can see in the map, Appalachian County have a low percentage of education attainment, while they have high rate of patients with high opioid prescribing. The map shows the parallel relationship between the rate of ED visits due to injury and the rate of patients with high opioid prescribing by county. County with higher rate of ED visits due to injury appear to have a higher rate of patients with high opioid prescribing. This map compares the spatial distribution pattern between rate of cancer mortality incident and rate of patients with high opioid prescribing. You can see in the two maps, the distribution pattern looks similar in the two rates. Our spatial error model statistically supports our finding from the cutoff lab maps. Adjusting for other factors, educational attainment when increasing one unit is expected to reduce significantly the rate of patients with high opioid prescribing by 11 units. The rate for every one unit increase in rate of injury ED visit or rate of cancer death were associated with increase in the rate of patients with high opioid prescribing by 4 or 2 per 100,000 population respectively. We also using geographical weighted regression to see the local relationship between educational attainment and the rate of patients with high opioid prescription at county level, without assumption that the coefficient of the relationship are constant across county. In the map, we show the variation in magnitude and direction of the coefficient of the relationship. You can see in the dark brown is the highest influence of education. Highest influence of education was observed in two regions, in Western and Appalachian region, where we already identify is a hotspot. In summary, in 2015, our study found two significant high clusters of rate of patients with high opioid prescribing in Western and Appalachian region of Kentucky. We found educational attainment, injury ED visit rate, cancer mortality rate was significantly associated with the rate of patients with high opioid prescribing. However, the data did not support the statistically relationship of other socioeconomic factors with the rate of patients with high opioid prescribing. Lastly, improving educational attainment would be effective intervention for the two hotspots to reduce the rate of high opioid prescribing. Thank you.